Hello, this is Jennifer Heron of Game Coaching. In this session of the Performance Project, I'm going to talk about writing rituals. A ritual is an act or series of acts regularly repeated in a precise manner. That's all it is. You may not have thought before about having a ritual as a mindset mastery tool, but there is scientific evidence that rituals can actually help us jump higher, run faster, ride better, and solve problems more efficiently. How can this be? Doing something repeatedly in the same way allows you to become more present mentally and more aware of your physical state. Some sports psychologists at the University of Toronto ran a study a few years ago. Their hypothesis was that rituals help us perform better by controlling our anxiety and minimizing brain sensitivity to personal failure. Okay, their hypothesis was that rituals help us perform better by controlling our anxiety and minimizing brain sensitivity to personal failure. So, to make a long story short, they found that the brain showed reduced activation in response to a perceived personal failure after completing a ritual. They found by measuring brain activity that a regularly practiced ritual can actually decrease anxiety. I know this seems crazy, but I've tried it myself and with my clients, and it actually does. Rituals can help you stay focused and grounded. They can help keep your mind from getting distracted by things you cannot control, like other people's opinions or other riders or the weather or what the judge thinks, your aches and pains or other inconveniences. Rituals help you be able to push on in the face of adversity. This is why I include it as a cadence coaching mindset mastery tool. Many riders think of things they do to get ready to show, like grooming, tacking up, or braiding, as rituals. And this is fantastic. I encourage them to be clear and intentional about how they perform those rituals and to let other people around them know that there are certain times during a show or a clinic that are sacred. There may be times when you need to be alone or just with your horse. These times are great opportunities to begin to employ ritual as a performance tool. A ritual can be a yoga pose, a certain way you hang your clothes, a visualization you do before every ride, or a special way that you tie your shoes. It can be a particular song that you listen to, the way you groom your horse, or the order in which you tack up. Mental rehearsal can be a ritual. It can be anything, really, as long as it's something that you can repeat and are able to do when you need to get focused, present, and grounded. What makes a ritual effective is that it's a behavior or a set of behaviors that's done in a prescribed way with presence and deliberation. It gives you an opportunity to focus your mind and your body at the same time on a particular action. This has been proven to make you more resilient, but I feel the real value in it is that it helps you access that energetic calm that you want to be able to access in order to get into the zone and perform your best. You can shift from fear to power by performing a ritual that is meaningful only to you. Choose a daily ritual and begin to do it with deliberation and with the intent of creating peace and calm in your day. Then you can begin to apply it or come up with other rituals to perform in more stressful situations like windy days or at shows or clinics. So once again, take this mindset mastery tool and play with it.